We find ourselves in the days of the novena of Pentecost, the days of prayer for an expectation for the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And this is really very, very necessary for us in the Christian life. It is impossible for us to live the Christian life apart from the Holy Spirit. St. Paul even says it is impossible even to say Jesus is Lord without the Holy Spirit. In the creed that we'll say in just a few moments, it has this beautiful line where we say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life. Especially eternal, supernatural life, the life that comes from knowing Jesus Christ. And now, as today we celebrate the Ascension, when Jesus has returned in glory to the right hand of the Father, we must have this relationship with the Holy Spirit to know Jesus and to know His salvation in our lives. So we do well to be praying in these days and to look forward to, with eager expectation, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost in the midst of this novena. If sometimes you feel like you have difficulty in living out the demands of the Christian life, then you're in good company. Because that was the case with the apostles, especially at this particular moment. We just heard the deacon proclaim in the gospel that Jesus, immediately before he ascended into heaven, I mean, just right immediately, in his last words to his apostles, he said, go into the whole world and proclaim the good news to every creature. So we call the Great Commission. And yet, immediately after the ascension, what did the apostles do? Well, they didn't do this. They didn't go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Now, what they did do was not bad. It was a good thing, but it wasn't this. They went back to Jerusalem. They kind of hunkered down together. And with the Blessed Virgin Mary, they spent 9 days in prayer. Now, that's a very good thing to do, but it's not what Jesus told them to do. Why didn't they do what Jesus told them to do? It is almost as if they couldn't do it yet. And why not? Why couldn't they do what Jesus told them to do? Well, because at this point, they had not yet received the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing in the spiritual life. Nothing. And so they entered in on the first novena. That's where novenas come from. Those 9 days between the day of the Ascension and the day of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the Pentecost. That's where the whole idea of a novena came from. Those 9 days in prayer with the Virgin Mother of God, in expectation and awaiting the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we need to do the same. To pray earnestly for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in communion with the Virgin Mother of God. It's wonderful. It's in this month of May. Usually that's about when Pentecost and Ascension falls. And this month especially, the Holy Father, we've been talking about this, has encouraged us to pray to our Blessed Mother every day anyhow, to pray the rosary every day, so that we may enter into this life, this new life, and really come to know Jesus Christ. I have to say for myself, I think I've been on a very long novena during the pandemic. I look back at the pandemic, really, frankly, as a long novena, as it's described here, a time of more intense prayer. I have to say, I've been praying a lot more during the pandemic than I did before. and this awaiting of the guidance and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So my novena has been about a year at this point. But it has been very, very fruitful. It's interesting, the power and the effects of the Holy Spirit usually are not very, they're very mysterious. You know, like some of the images we have of the Holy Spirit. Wind, for example. You know, the wind that we'll hear about next week that comes into the room where the apostles are. Wind is very mysterious, isn't it? Wind is very, very powerful. But what is it? Where does it come from? Where does it go? You can't see it, can you? But you can see what it does. And fire, that other image of the Holy Spirit. Again, fire is very mysterious. Necessary for life, right? The Lord and giver of life. But again, what is it? What is fire? It's very hard to understand, but we see its effects. And its effects are very powerful and even dangerous, right? And I have to say, that's been the way with me, I think, this year with the Holy Spirit. I have not seen the Holy Spirit this year. I have not heard the Holy Spirit this year. But I can tell through the power of the Holy Spirit, I do see Jesus. I do hear Him. I know and feel His presence with me. And I have His peace and clarity. And that's the kind of fruit the Holy Spirit is supposed to have. To lead us into this communion with Jesus Christ, who leads us to the Father. And so I just encourage you. I know there are many things also in this year, things that I have, and this is ongoing. I think the novena is still going on for me, actually, to tell you the truth. But things that I couldn't do before, that I have failed at many times, especially in struggles in the spiritual life, somehow I'm now able to do them. Again, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Kind of like the apostles, who weren't able to do what Jesus initially told them to do. But then on the day of Pentecost, they do go out and proclaim the gospel to every creature. We'll see that next weekend. With great power and with great courage. And so if you find in your own spiritual life, maybe the power and the courage aren't there. Maybe the connection to the person of Jesus Christ isn't what you would like it to be. Then let's ramp up this novena to the Holy Spirit, at least through Pentecost, maybe longer. Maybe you'll be on a novena like me for a year or something. But I tell you, it's worth it. It is so worth it. And so it really was better for us that Jesus left and went to the Father in order to send to us the Holy Spirit and His mysterious power that leads us into communion with Jesus Christ, His church, and ultimately with the Heavenly Father. Amen.